Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, a few commentators have said that Abbott, whose pride was clearly injured during his ousting, has every right to defend his legacy and to make his thoughts on topics such as asylum seekers and marriage equality known through the outlets available to him. But has the former PM's omnipresence in the media made things difficult for Turnbull?
Undoubtedly. It's making the government look like an absolute shambles. And voters don't think very highly of that.
Well, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott did famously declare on his way out that there will be no wrecking, no undermining and no sniping. But you and others have said that the similarities between Abbott and Kevin Rudd are becoming too difficult to know, to ignore. How so?
Well, I think that there are these similarities between Abbott and Rudd's behaviour, and then there are these differences. With Rudd, he was constantly reminding people of his existence, particularly because he was more popular than Julia Gillard was at the time, and he was hoping that eventually she would stumble so badly that he would be called back. With Abbott, it seems to be more a matter of not only him, but his supporters speaking out, undermining Turnbull. And I'm getting the impression, because of the succession of issues on which Abbott has been speaking, or defending his legacy, as you say, that he's actually more interested in just pulling Turnbull down, and there's the chance of pulling the government down with him, and Abbott doesn't even seem to care.
Well, the Abbott supporters that you mentioned there, how significant of a size is the Abbott camp?
That's hard to say. It is being represented as a small rump, the arch-conservative rump within the Liberal Party. If it was of any significant size, I think we would see a significant ramping up of Abbott's effort. If he thought he actually had a chance, had the numbers in the party room, he would be pushing even harder than he is now.
Well, Abbott claims that he could have won the next election in spite of what was at the time pretty massive amounts of public dissatisfaction, but it's entirely possible. I mean, there was still time. He may well be right. But surely the Abbott camp can't be thinking that they could still win an election if he's seen as the man who usurped the usurper, as it were.
Indeed, although the Abbott camp would counter by saying that voters wouldn't necessarily vote for Turnbull because he pulled down Abbott. But on that point, Abbott would have most likely won the election. That's not really the point. The point is that Abbott was taking the country in a direction that is very disconcerting for a growing number of Australian voters. And that was the reason why he was removed from the leadership. Not so much because he couldn't win.
If Tony Abbott were to make another run at the Prime Ministership, if he were to challenge Turnbull's leadership now because he basically got this idea in his head that, no, the country wants me back, what kind of damage could be done to the party?
Oh, irreparable damage. There's a confluence of problems for Turnbull at the moment. One is Abbott and the undermining that is going on. The other is that Turnbull is not making enough policy decisions. He's not setting out the vision of where he wants to take the nation. And the combination of those two things together is leading voters to perhaps think that his government is just as unstable as the Gillard government was. If Abbott ramps up even more from where he is now, then it will be incredibly destructive.
Well,
it won't be just about bringing back Abbott, it will be about bringing down the government.
Because a few people have said that Turnbull is basically delivering the same policies. In fact, Abbott has been very vocal on this point, that Turnbull is delivering the same policies just with a different face.
Abbott was in a top hat, I think, was what Alfred Albanese said, or one of the Labor MPs. We know deep down that Turnbull is a different politician to Abbott. He has a different set of values, particularly on social issues. They're probably quite similar on economic issues. We all know that, and it doesn't really matter how many times Labor says that Turnbull is really Abbott. It's clearly nonsensical. What is really the issue is that Turnbull seems too willing to bend over for the Conservatives. That's a terrible image. I'm sorry. But, you know, he's far too acquiescent to this Conservative rump. And he seems to be almost scared of them and has been making all of these concessions that it doesn't appear it is necessary that he needs to do. And that lack of backbone is more the issue than the fact that he might be like Abbott, because he's clearly not.
So as a former advisor to John Howard, what advice would you pass along to any MPs or to Abbott himself about rethinking their leadership ambitions for Tony Abbott?
That's a tough one. Maybe I'd echo the words of my former boss, who was on the television a couple of nights ago, and that is that, well, he said that it's all about keeping Labor out of government. I'll flip it and say it's all about staying in government. There's not a lot you can achieve from opposition. And if you want to make a contribution to society as an elected representative, then you need to be in government. And so pull your heads in and stop trying to destroy the government that you're in.
Excellent. Well, Paul, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one, because obviously it is ongoing, and we will have to see what happens.
Absolutely. It's going to become even more frenetic, I think, because the chances of an early election are becoming bigger and bigger all the time.
Exactly. Paula, thank you. You have a very good day.
Thank you.